Today I will be studying two poems / songs according to protest poetry. One will be I Was Only 19, performed by Red Gum in 1983. My second piece will be Touchscreen, which is performed by Marshall Davis Jones. Protest poetry, or protest literature, refers to works that address real socio-political issues and express objection against them. This kind of poetry often focuses on the mid-seas performed by a government upon its people. It can also be a reaction to some overriding societal ill like war or racism. Hi everyone, I welcome you to Kirsty's Pineapple Talk. My name is Kirsty Renzi. I am currently 15 years old. This is the beginning of an end, so don't get your hopes up too high because it definitely is a one-time thing for you all. Anyway, how are you today? Hopefully you're having a good day, because I am. I hope you all enjoy this. My first song will be I Was Only 19, performed by Red Gum in 1983. The song is a first-person account of a typical Australian soldier's experience in the Vietnam War. From training in Australia to first-hand exposure to military operations and combat, and ultimately his return home disillusioned psychologically and scarred, and possibly suffering from the effects of a chemical defoliant Agent Orange. I Was Only 19 doesn't have a lot of protest in it, is mainly just telling us how the war has affected them. One of the main techniques used in this song are metaphors. For those who don't know what a metaphor is, I can tell you that right now. A metaphor is a figure of speech in which a word or a phrase is applied to an object or action which is not literally applicable. This is according to our trusty friends, mostly known as Google. One of the strongest metaphors in this poem is the lion saying, "It was a war within yourself." By saying this, even though they were at war, they weren't just fighting for themselves, they were fighting with themselves, because some found it so difficult to keep going throughout that time, because every day they didn't know if they were going to make it to the next. Some thought they should just give up. In the back of their mind though, they had their family they were fighting for. They were trying their hardest to try and protect them for years to come. Another common technique is repetition. I think the meaning of this is quite self-explanatory. The words just get repeated. The main line that I found was, "God help me, I was only 19. Now, as a 19-year-old male, these days you would be hanging out with mates, going out all the time and not caring about anything. Back in the Vietnam War, they had to go out and fight for their country and make every sacrifice they could to keep us all safe. The protest behind it is that no one, when you're basically still a kid, or no one ever, should have to go out and risk their lives to go to war. Just think, you've graduated high school, you're going into your first year of university, you get a call that you must go to war. That would screw your head in all different types of way. It would hurt you, your family, your friends in every single type of way possible." My second piece will be a form of slam poetry, and it goes by the name of Touchscreen, performed by Marshall David Jones. This poem is about how the world has changed so much and it has become all about technology and how no one is social anymore. Not a lot of people physically go out to talk to one another, and how much it has already affected this generation and how it will keep affecting the future generations. The person that composed this doesn't agree with any of this, and he, alongside many others, is trying to hope to change that and how everyone perceives this world nowadays. In this poem, I really couldn't find many common techniques, but you know me, right? I tried my hardest to try and find enough to be able to talk about today. And so in saying this, I did. Let's start. The first and most common technique I found is enjambment. Now, I'm guessing most people at my age wouldn't have a clue what this means, which I didn't either, but I can tell you that right now. Enjambment is the continuation of a sentence without pause and the end of a line, couplet, or stanza. The line that uses this technique is, I face Facebook more than books face me, hoping to book face to faces. By Marshall saying this, he is hoping to use Facebook. He will completely make plans and speak to other people face to face because he is completely over just either talking on Messenger or on FaceTime, because in my opinion, it is a joke how lazy some people can be and how lazy some people have become. The next technique I will talk about is alliteration. Alliteration is the occurrence of the same letter or sound at the beginning of adjacent or closely connected words. Alliteration is used in touchscreen about 3/4 of the way through. The line is iPod, iMac, iPhone, iChat. The line before saying apple picking has always come at a great cost. He's directly taking stabs at Apple because they're a multi-billion dollar company, and just because of how popular they are, everyone wants to buy them and they're just wasting money. Everyone's lost interest in the world and gained so much interest in their phone and completely switch off whenever someone is trying to talk to them face to face. They'll just be texting, watching a video on Instagram, or calling someone. All Marshall wants to do is make a change, but currently I don't think he will be able to do it. It will only become worse. On that note, that will be the end of my first and last podcast. I kind of had a lot of fun making this, so I hope you all enjoy it. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you again.